Detailed information up to plate 12 at the Apilakopf. The geology hiking trail follows the boundary of the Alpiner Muschelkalk to the Younger Partnach formation. The boundary can be easily seen in the field. While there are trees growing on the carbonates, the trees on the marls and claystones of the Partnach formation were chopped down to make way for meadows. Plate 8 and Plate 18, west of the Torresee, are located on the dark clay stones and marls of the Partnach formation. These rocks were deposited in a 100 meter deep marine basin. Several calcareous layers indicate better marine conditions during some periods. However, there were mostly rather poor living conditions, similar to the conditions in parts of the Black Sea today. The Partnach Formation is overlain by the carbonaceous rocks of the Arlberg Formation. Plate 9 and Plate 17. At Plate 9, you can take a shortcut which takes you directly to plates 20 and 21 at the Fritzensee. The layers of the rock of the Arlberg Formation form the chains of Klostertal Arlberg. They consist of carbonates and dolomites with some intercalated claystone, marl, and rehwacke layers that were deposited in a tropical shallow marine sea. Sometimes explosive growth of silica algae occurred at the time of deposition, resulting in siliceous layers in the carbonates. Some layers of the Arlberg formation contain a large number of fossils. In a shallow depression further up, you will find plate 10 explaining the Reibel formation. The Reibel formation consists of very different rocks, like dark sandstones, marls, greywacke, and gypsum. These sediments indicate their deposition in a very shallow, partly tropical sea that enabled the precipitation of large bodies of gypsum when such shallow seas were sometimes cut off from the open sea and then evaporated. In some layers, fossils like pollen, leaves, shells, and fish teeth can be found. The last hike up to the Wanaköpfli traces the next younger formation, the Hauptdolomite. The Hauptdolomite, described on plate 11 and also on plate 15, north of Fala, builds up the steep walls of the Van Danser Steinwand, Davena, and the peak regions of the Klostertaler Alps. The peaks of the Etonskopf and Schwarzhorn also consist of Hauptdolomite. Deposition of the Hauptdolomite took place in a very shallow sea, which went dry at low tide, a situation similar to the present-day Bahamas or the Persian Gulf. Small grains of dolomite were deposited and immediately overgrown by thin layers of algae. In the uppermost parts of the Hauptdolomite, the so-called Plattenkalk, large oyster shells can be found. Walking up to plate 11, you have crossed about 100 million years of the Earth's history, from the uppermost Carboniferous to the uppermost Triassic period. If you got the impression that all kinds of rocks seem to be more or less the same, you're right. Even geologists have trouble discerning which formation a single rock is from. Normally, the age and the type of the formation can only be ascertained by its fossils and/or the sedimentary sequence of different rocks. For example, the Reibel formation is typically indicated by greywacke, sandstones, and large bodies of gypsum, while the Muschelkalk formation is indicated by thick-bedded carbonates with thin, intercalated clay layers. Don't forget to take a look at the sinkholes when crossing eastwards to the peak of Alpilakopf. They are the result of gypsum dissolution in the underground and mass movements. At the foot of the Etonskopf, which stands out like a tooth, the typical Hauptdolomite debris is deposited as a mound. Please do not try to climb to the peak of the Etonskopf unless you are an experienced climber and you do not suffer from vertigo. The trail from Etonskopf towards Alpilakopf follows a double ridge, which was caused by the splitting of the mountain body in the direction of the cleft.